what's going on in the sports world.
The Lakers suck.
For sure. They're not in the play-in tournament no more, huh?
Nah, they not in the, as of now, nope.
Well, they tied up with the last team in the tournament.
The Lakers suck, bro. I don't think they're going to make it. Really don't. AFC West is mass stacked. Like, every team.
Man.
Like, every team.
Now, that's something to talk about. Like,
every single team.
Fuck. Chiefs just got Juju.
Above Juju, they got Marquez Valdes-Scantling from...
Oh, yeah.
The Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a problem.
Still got Mecole Hardman.
Yep. Still and Travis got, Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce. They have Sammy Watkins still.
Oh, do they got Sammy? I feel like Sammy's on the Ravens.
Oh, okay. But they ain't even
they just picked up Ronald Jones from back Tampa from Bay.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, nigga with the SC. Nice ass nigga.
Still got Pat.
Yeah, still got Pat.
And that's probably the lowest end, honestly, if you look at them on paper, that's probably the lowest end of the AFC West, if you ask me.
I'll say the Broncos, just because they don't have as many weapons. Even though they got Russell Wilson.
But I feel like we don't know the, like, real level of the Broncos' athletic ability, especially on offense.
I'll be watching.
Because Drew Lock was, like, they haven't had a real quarterback.
You're right.
Cortland Sutton is a fucking dude.
I was literally about to say Sutton.
And Jerry Jeudy.
Yep.
Like, they might have some heat.
Yeah.
That we just ain't never seen because the niggas can't get the ball.
Not for sure. They're for sure.
But yeah, probably the Broncos. Yeah. Because defensively, they don't really... Well, actually, no.
They have a young-ass defense, bro. Yes, they have a young...
Who's the corner? What's his name? That shit is blanking on me right now.
Damn. Well, I can't...
I know they got Justin Simmons at safety. He's cold.
Simmons is nice. The corner, he's like in his second year now.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'll tell you right now.
They do this shit. Corner
defense.
Patrick Sutton.
Oh yeah, certain.
And they got and Bradley Darby. Chubb.
Ronald Darby is nice too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then you go to the Chargers. Well, I think it's a sleeper this year, bro.
For sure.
Herbert had just coming off a year.
A 5K year, bro. In his second year.
Yes. Then Mike Williams.
Yep.
Cole. Keenan Allen. Ben Cole.
He's kind of slowing down, though, bro. Like, just watching him against, like, other teams. And I watch a lot of AFC games, like AFC West games.
Right.
He slowed down. He's still, like, a possession receiver, like a third down. If you need third and short, he's going to get open. Or if he's not open, he's going to catch the ball
because
he's big as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Who else some niggas got on they, they just got Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack on defense with Joey Bosa on the other side.
And they just picked up,
Justin Jackson. Or no, is that his name? The corner? JC,
yeah.
Cole.
Yeah, JC's nice.
And they still got Derwin James.
Yep.
And the other corner is who? Adderley is at safety.
Let me go to the NFL shit.
Damn, I know who that corner is too. Fuck. But no, offensively and defensively, they loaded. They could get a receiver. One more.
That's what I was saying.
One more.
They get
or
one more
even a tailback.
If they get a receiver, it's on a crack. Because they got fucking Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Because he will run out the pocket and try to dip on you. Or juke you. Or jump over you.
For real. And then got a cannon behind that.
Exactly.
And then Yo, Raiders bouncing back.
Yep.
Derek Carr and Davante Adams back together from Fresno.
Finally.
That shit's gonna be fire.
Yep. So, you know how I feel about this shit.
Yeah.
We got hella potential. These niggas just gotta perform. Yeah. That's really it. Stay healthy. Derek Carr, don't be a little pussy hoe. And don't go out the fucking pocket. Like, you don't gotta run, my boy. Even though we all know you can.
Sit in there and throw that.
You can run.
Sit in there and throw that bitch.
You can move outside of that pocket, bro, and throw the ball. You can do it, bro. I believe in you, DC. But if you don't believe in yourself, fuck it.
All right.
We also got Chandler Jones on D.
Yeah.
From the Cardinals.
Chandler Jones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit, we also freaking... We let go of Zay Jones, which kind of hurt, bro.
He's nice.
Yeah, I like Zay.
I understand that one.
Yeah, I like that. Also let go of freaking Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
But...
He went to Falcons.
I'd rather it's not waste his freaking career. It's kind of selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We had just picked up DeMarcus Robinson from the Chiefs. Fast motherfucker, number 11. He was
in running back or receiver.
Receiver.
Okay.
Receiver.
And y'all got Hunter Renfrow still.
Of course.
I forget about him.
Don't, please. Also got freaking Darren Waller. People always forget about Darren Waller. And Josh Jacobs coming out the backfield.
Yep. Carr got weapons right now. He can't fuck it up.
Nope.
He can't. Unless he gets injured. That's
right. We had picked up running back. They call him Hulk. What's his real name? I'll tell you right now. Brandon Bolden from Pats.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Running back.
Dreads or no?
Yep.
Dreads, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we okay. Should be right. Got some more DBs and shit.
Too. Right. Anthony y'all Everett. Still have, who's your safety?
Jonathan Abram.
Yeah. Oh,
Hyper Ass.
Yeah.
We just picked up a nigga from the Ravens. I just said his name. We got the nigga with the red dreadlocks. Anthony Everett. Got 23 from Ravens, right here. He's
our
right corner.
Oh, Vrett.
Yeah, Vrett. This nigga.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking. Of. I was thinking of homeboy on San Fran, tall ass corner. Vrett.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking he went to Alabama. Oh, he got to be about something.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. We should be all right. This nigga went to Bama.
But yeah, man. AFC West, like, it's a reason to watch football again, bro.
Yep.
Honestly.
Yep. Shit exciting. Shit hell exciting.
Because I feel like last year it was all about, like, what draft picks came in, and there wasn't really much movement in terms of trades.
Yeah.
But this year, it's like, okay, trades, man, we seen niggas that been somewhere forever. Now they in a new place. Yep. Like, that's a lot to be excited about.
Yep.
See how it's gonna work and all that shit.
See how it won't work and it, you know.
Exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
I'm excited about football.
And even with that shit, like, niggas like OBJ ain't signed.
Nope.
Niggas like.
I had a dream that nigga went to the Raiders. I had a dream, nigga.
Y'all got too many receivers at this point. Y'all be in the same boat we was kind of in. Like, if we would have kept
OBJ. What did that get y'all,
and kept Robert Woods.
What did they get y'all, though?
They got us a Super Bowl. Sure. But OBJ came in for us as, like, a replacement. And we really, and, in like, they want him back.
Yeah.
But.
In a way. And y'all, fucking Cooper Kupp is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Super monster.
Yeah. So. And that took all the eyes off of OBJ. That's why he did so well with us. I don't think it's going to be like that anywhere else for him, honestly.
Unless he go play at the Raiders under
or like, or on the if other he side go to San Fran and there's like a Deebo Samuel on the other side of him or...
But even still, they still could like cover more than they could against the Rams.
That's real.
You know, Rams are tough.
And we got Allen Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah, niggas. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yep, Rams picked up Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Y'all NFC what?
West.
They consider what? Bro, they be having names and don't cities don't be mattering.
So on me, know. I'm like, shit.
Rams.
No, it's NFC West.
Probably.
Because I got a hat. NFC West. Or actually, just say NFC Champions. So. Yeah, we NFC West with the Cardinals, San Fran, and Seahawks.
Mm.
Seahawks poop now. Fucking.
West.
49ers. I don't think they're going to be the same. Arizona. Could be something, honestly. If, like, they had a good season last year, but...
Yeah, but Kyler just got to stay more consistent, bro.
Right.
You know, towards the end.
And then you lose DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, D-Hop on that was
And
bad.
Larry Fitzgerald getting older by the day.
Yeah. Like, practice.
I'm so surprised they still, like, that this nigga still rolling.
They still,
like,
let him come back in.
Man.
Yeah, if he's effective, he's effective.
That's
know.
Real. I feel like at this point they just use this nigga as like a tight end and a big body.
Yeah,
like,
go man, block.
Go block down on this nigga.
Go block. Strong ass.
For real.
That's funny. But yeah, baseball's coming back too.
Mm-hmm.
We're in spring ball right now. The freaking Dodgers just signed Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
For the Braves. So
yeah.
It's looking up for our lineup. Like, everybody could hit.
Mm-hmm.
So Dodger games are for sure in the
gotta
in
catch
the chamber
one.
For this year.
Yeah, gotta catch.
Got a couple one. Last year, but trying to catch like more. They cheat. Get like ticket for. Here's a link right here. If you ever come to LA, if you're not in LA, you want to see a Dodger game, you get a ticket for like $30-some in the left pavilion. It's first come first serve seating, so
mm-hmm.
you sit wherever you want. Get unlimited food at the snack stand over there for your $38-$50 ticket.
Free.
Bro, it's all included.
Oh,
in that section.
Nigga.
Left pavilion. Yeah. So they got the nacho bar over there. Hot
he
dogs.
Put me on too.
Popcorn.
Shit.
Cotton candy. Like all that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro.
Well, I'm finna do that.
You on a family trip over there? You save so much bread. Go sit in that one pavilion.
Yeah.
Be straight.
Be solid. Get yep. your meals. Get yep. your snacks.
Just go get back in line if you get hungry again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On me. Yeah, that's a deal right there.
Yep.
I'm with all the shit. So I'm about to do that. For real, for real.
But yeah. Shout out Dodgers making more good moves. We got Mookie for what, 8 more years?
Mm-hmm. For a lifetime. I don't think, like, if you stay for 8 years, you ain't trying to go nowhere else.
Hell no. Nah. And you in LA.
Exactly.
Ain't nowhere to go.
Exactly.
Damn. 8 years, bro?
That's a...
I'm gonna be 30 by the time Mookie Betts' contract is over.
That ain't gonna be about 75.
For sure. For sure.
Nigga finna grow old up here. Yeah,
yeah. But shit.
But shit. Let's get this shit started,
hell
man.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
What's good, y'all?
I'm Bryce.
I'm Tev.
It's Durag Discussions.
And we are back.
Back.
For another one.
Shit. Mental state. Past 7.
I've been up, bro. I've been up. Probably like a 9.5, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Been up.
I feel that. I'm probably at a solid 9. A solid 9.
Hmm.
Birthday on Sunday.
Yep.
Then, you know, had a funeral for my auntie, or a service for my auntie. So that was the low part of it, of course. But at the same time, like,
that bucket fit.
Man, my whole family from, like, because once you get older and, like, everybody start to become adults, you got to kind of make moves for what's better for you type yeah, shit. So a lot of my family is in Texas and mm-hmm. Atlanta and mm-hmm. all over the place, right? So this was like the first time since like high school maybe that we just all together, mm-hmm. all of us. Like we just, like it felt like
way back.
As a little kid yeah. when you come for a holiday or something, right? So I was in L.A. back to back to back, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just soaking it in. And anybody know me, I love L.A., period. Yep. But, you know, just to have a family
LA
there.
Right here, straight man, up.
Just to have a family out there and, you know, feel that beach breeze coming and all that good shit, bro. It was definitely amazing.
Hell yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And then, yeah, the birthday. Just seeing more family.
Hell yeah.
You know, had a good day, relaxed, kicked it. So my bucket was definitely full after all that, without a doubt.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. And for the first segment, this is
oh, yeah, me, we are right here.
Yeah, tripping. You wanted to attack.
I think, yeah, you put this in there, but this is great. The mind must be stronger than the body.
I thought you put that in there.
Mm-mm. You put that shit in there. Anger, exhaustion, you put that shit in there.
Well, I put the bullet points in after, but I'm pretty sure you, maybe.
Wait.
No, that's definitely you.
Did I put that shit in there?
Yeah, and then I just added those bullet points because I was like, oh, that's a good idea for me.
Oh, shit.
I don't know where you wanted to head with it.
Oh. Shit, well.
Yeah. Let me change up my approach here.
Yeah, well, there's, I mean, plenty of different ways to go about this. We've been getting, like, force-fed this since we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting with what we always talk about the most, sports.
Yeah.
You know, well, even prior to joining the team, but sports is, like, a very, very, like good, I guess, easier way for you to get the clues of, like, your mind must be stronger than your body.
Right.
Because you're going to be put to your limits at 6 years old, 5 years old.
You know what I know you can relate to?
Huh.
And this reminds me of that? We Win.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
So, We Win was the AAU team we played for.
Bro.
And training and all that.
Some
for basketball.
Most serious niggas you won't ever meet.
Oh, my God.
Straight bro. Hoopers in there.
Coach LeVette was, if you ask me at that point in my life
mm-hmm.
who Coach LeVette was, I'm like, this nigga's the devil.
He's a straight devil. Straight devil.
This nigga's evil. Nigga had us running like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I never ran like that in my life. And that set the tone for my life.
Bro.
From that point forward. Like niggas, I go to college, they like run. Nigga, that ain't nothing, bro. Like,
all right.
I was running before I could even run type shit. Like, that shit really made that, like, literally what we've been putting, what's been put onto our head, like,
mm-hmm.
mind over matter. Like, you gotta do it. Like,
you have to do
it. You
got
17s.
And you better make it
on
time.
And it's the third one. Don't nobody give a fuck that your leg's tired, that you don't want to do this no more.
Nope.
Get to it.
This person next to you, even though he's 10 years older than you, his legs hurt too.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you got to do it.
It don't matter. But not for real.
I was like for sure, like the initial is like, damn, this is like training. Like I've never trained like this ever in my life before.
Like my body is saying no.
Like, yeah.
Like, my body's saying no. We can't even stand no more.
Bro, be done with freaking practice and be like dead, bro. Shirt soaked. Like you never see kids sweat that much. Like
man, and then be back the next day.
Bro, right back at it. Ready to go.
That's definitely the example I thought of.
Bro, that shit's like, perfect.
Like, there's nothing that compared to that.
Yeah.
Like, still to this day, like that's
I have
the
one thing
shit I ever did.
That is, it's for sure on like a pedestal.
Yeah.
But I had some shit that came close. Cause a freaking strength and conditioning coach, Coach Tip. You know Tip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know Tip?
Mm-hmm.
You ever worked out with Tip?
Nope.
Bro, imagine him as your strength and conditioning coach. You see how big Keyshawn is?
Yes.
He thought everybody should be that big. I'll never forget, but my sophomore year, I'm like a buck 40, buck 45 at the time, soaking wet. Zero period. We there at 5:45. Supposed to be there at 6, but if you get there at 6, you late.
Right.
Be there at 5:45. We were doing box squats. This nigga had put like 325 pounds on the squat bar, bro. For me.
Because
the group I was in was squatting that, right? I'm like, coach, man. Because I don't want to hear nothing. So I'm like, right, let me stop. Let me not even try to make an excuse. All right. All I need to do is get under this bar, squat this, and then rack it back up. I'm like, shit, it don't sound that hard, right? Bro, I get under the bar. I lift it off of the little rack. Bro, I kid you not, my back starts like bending back and forth, bro. Like, they're giving out. He was like, come on, say the squat. I'm like, fuck, dog. I hit that box squat. I promise you, bro, this nigga was like peeling me off of the bench. Like, I thought I was doing something. It didn't feel like I was doing shit because that shit was heavy. He was like, all right, rack that shit up. I'm like, whatever, dog. I'm not doing this shit again.
Bro. And the body starts shaking and shit.
Bro.
You like. You just said fuck the technique,
bro,
nigga.
Fuck
now
everything.
I'm like this.
Yeah. Weight sliding back and forth. Yeah, fuck that shit, yeah. Bro.
Yo,
yeah, Tip was different. He was for sure different, bro.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
shit. Wild. Fun fact about that nigga, he played football with my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, or he taught my mom in like a classroom setting.
Yeah.
Coached my sister in track and then was my strength and conditioning coach for football.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Going hard for generations.
Bro, that made it even worse.
Going hard on each generation.
Bro. Harder on each generation.
He like, I know where you come from.
Yeah.
Nigga.
He was like, I know your grandpa. I'm like, man, that don't mean shit about me.
No, me, bro. That's wild. But yeah, bro, like, and that's in the sense of like, honestly, in general, that sets us up for, you know, the mind has to be stronger than the body.
Straight up.
But like what I thought of, aside from that, was like, in terms of anger, right?
Mm.
Even just like, to pinpoint it in a specific, you know, in a specific situation as a black man, bro, we've seen it all our lives. There's the niggas that, nigga, they get angry, they heat up, and then they don't stop it, right?
Yep.
And then that shit puts them in a spot where they don't want to be.
Exactly.
And then there's like what you actually have to do, and you actually have to, you know, engage your mind and no matter how hot you are, and this is something I just learned recently, like, I'm angry, nigga, like, I'm on fire, like, I'm boiling.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, nigga, just think, breathe, think about what's gonna happen if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Now I can, or I'll walk away,
yeah.
Right? And, like, that's definitely, like, that shit can make or break your life.
Hell
nigga.
Yeah.
Like, your life, like, if you don't sit there and use your mind in those moments where your body has taken complete control.
Yeah.
And everything inside of you is just like, nigga, we gotta act now.
Yep.
It's that fight or flight. And right now it's like, it's fight.
Yep.
Fuck flight. It's fight and fight, nigga. Like,
fight or fight.
That's when that shit really comes into play. I feel like for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then with exhaustion too, like when you're tired and you don't want to do some shit and you know it's what you have to do. It's something I learned
recently
too.
We're going to get a taste of this tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Quick taste.
Without a doubt. We getting up early as fuck tomorrow.
Yeah.
To go play some ball.
Go hoop.
Man.
Get some good runs.
And I'm excited about it, but I'm like, damn, I'm going to be. But I feel like I won't be tired.
So the thing is, bro. Cause I used to do this like all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I used to not go to class, but go hoop. at 6-1, right? Uh-huh. So once you're up, bro. Yeah. Like you're boo.
Right? And we're moving around, exactly. We're running,
you get active.
That blood flowing.
Exactly.
We gonna have a good ass breakfast after that shit. I can't eat that early, nigga. I just can't.
I'll go get a smoothie, you know.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Jamba Juice open that early?
You can make a smoothie at the house. Save money. And make you a smoothie at the house too, bro.
Yeah, say less. Say less. I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so we definitely gonna get a taste of that. We definitely gonna get a taste of
that. But it feels so good to be up once you get up.
Right, bro. But it's something we wanna do.
Exactly.
Like, and this is like, literally, you just said it. I used to go hoop instead of going to class. Like, you had to wake up the same time, but you like, nigga, I'm going to hoop.
Yep.
But if you woke up at the same time, you like, I got to go to class.
I used to wake up later for class and not go.
That's the thing. Like, when you got, when your body's like, man, I'm not trying to go to work again. I'm not trying to fucking.
But your mind is like, oh. We going to play basketball?
Right. Right. What? It flips that switch. Like, okay, I'm excited about this. Like, but it's, that's what I've been my whole life. Like, shit that I don't want to do. That's one thing I've had to switch. Like, shit that I don't want to do, I fucking wake up and be like, fuck this shit. I used to really wake up and swing and be mad. Like, oh, nigga, fuck.
Do not want to get up.
But now it's like, I've been able to like make that switch of like, all right, I get to do this. Yeah. Or like, where can my life really be right now? Where I could really be like, fuck this shit. Like, so, no, that's definitely it. But it just be that mind switch and that real like change of perspective or, you know, grabbing a hold of your mental.
Yeah, for real. Grab a hold of your mental.
That's it right there. Title?
Yeah.
We pointed at each other.
Yep. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. What is it? Grab a hold of your mental. That. Ooh. Put that in there real quick so we don't forget it. But on to the next thing. This segment is actually my segment. And I was listening to a podcast, maybe. Yeah, I was listening to this podcast. So DJ Envy and his wife, they do a podcast together. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just dope. Yeah. I really fuck with it. And they just speak on like relationship and their relationship, and they give advice and how they deal with their kids, and they answer like emails and shit and, you know, deal with different scenarios. But they were talking about like they were talking about like the past and the future.
Okay.
Right? And he was talking and he was telling her like you just like you can be so like wrapped up in the past and like not wrapped up in it, but like you take those moments in the past and you're like you hold on to those moments and you're like I love this, like da da da. Like, remember this, remember that?
Yeah.
And she's like, but like she'll be excited about some shit that happened in the past and he'll be like, I don't really remember, like and he was saying, like, for me, like, I just be looking towards the future always. Like, I'm always like,
what's next?
What's next? Yeah. What I gotta do? Yeah. Where are we going? Like, shit like that. And she's like, so you just, like, basically just throw away all those memories from the past. And he's like, she's like, well, he's like, I don't, like, for what? Like, I'm not going back that way. So why? You know what I'm saying? So she's like, good or bad? Like, you just gonna toss it. And he's like, I mean, basically. So that's kind of low-key. That's the type of person I am. Not to that extent. Because I'll still remember those good moments and shit like that. But I'm not gonna dwell on them and sit there like in a reminiscent like, oh, man, I love that time when I had fucking a steak at this restaurant.
Like, we could just go get more steak.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I'm like,
what steak you want to try next?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not, my girlfriend is the same way. Like, literally, that's why it really like, coincided with me. Because she, like, she just loves history. She loves, like, talking about what happened then and, like, how that happened then affects her now and I'm just like, and like I get like I'm a little like not sensitive about it because I'll be sitting there like, but nigga, like what you doing tomorrow though? Like what you gonna do about it right now? Like And, like, I can be kind of, like, direct with it that way.
Which is fine.
Yeah, and for it's just, like... instances. At first, when we first started dating and shit, like, that shit was a real problem. Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
Shit, like, we just didn't understand each other. We didn't give a fuck to understand each other. I'm like, you're not about to keep telling me about this shit that happened 3 years ago. Yeah. Like, it don't fucking matter. Yeah. But I'm like, it does. Like, it matters to her, so... Mm-hmm.
The and it's question, affecting how you are in this present time.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So that's one thing that like unlocked me, or like I had to unlock with therapy. Cause then I'm thinking back and like I'm talking through shit and I'm like, oh damn, that did affect me back then. Yeah. Like this did, like this is why I'm here now, like blah blah blah. But I'm also still like I'm not even a very like thinking of the future type person. Mm-hmm. I dwell more in the present. Yeah. So the first question I had was like, which is most valuable to you? The past, the present, or the future?
Most valuable?
So yeah, which one is more valuable to you? Past, present, or future?
I'll say... I'm kind of torn between like present and future, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's something I do tend to think about a good amount of the time is like my future. Mm-hmm. Not even like what's going to happen like tomorrow. It's more like what's going to happen like in a like couple next months year, or years or so, you know. Because shit can change within a day and then that one day can lead to 6 new months of whatever this task was mm-hmm. or whatever this thing was, right? So... I guess like future. I'll have to say future more.
And I could see that. I had an idea that you would say that.
Because, anyway. I mean, we can't do shit about like not even 3 seconds ago, right?
Yeah.
So
it's done.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
It's finito.
I would say, I mean, I already even said like present.
Yeah.
But that's kind of been what is like what that's a liberty I've had up to this point.
Mm hmm.
Now I literally have a future coming. Like,
yeah, like
I got a baby boy that, bro, like, his future is way bigger than my present,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. So I'm like, lately, I've been like, nigga, the future is all that matters right now. Like, and not even my future. I mean, my future
is yours, but too, like, still, you know?
As a family.
Life has changed,
our
bro.
Future, yeah.
Life has changed.
My family's future, my... Every generation to come, like, this shit, like, I can't be as selfish in the sense of, like, I'ma just live in today, nigga. Like, I'm gonna give a fuck. Like, I'ma just live in today.
Gotta be a little more considerate.
I gotta be. So, yeah, I'm definitely in the future for sure. Like, that's definitely more valuable to me. If you ask me what was more valuable 5 months ago,
yeah.
Nigga... The present.
Yeah.
But, shit, it's life has changed.
Literally.
Life has changed.
Literally.
But, which one do you think deserves more attention? I think we know both of our answers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I need to pay more attention to the present, just as on a personal tip, just to, like, live more moments and not necessarily, like, push myself through a moment, like, be in the moment, mm-hmm. you know, not like just, I guess like zombie-ishly go through it, just like,
right, you know, enjoy the moment that exactly. you're in, even though you're still thinking about the future. Like,
yeah.
I feel that,
yeah,
and that's where I'm at too. Like, very recently, like I said, like I've had to be more focused on the future, but then I've also noticed like that takes a little bit. More away from like my consciousness in the moment, yeah. like enjoy this moment. And this weekend actually opened my eyes to that, like seeing that my auntie is gone, like watching her get put into the wall of the cemetery, cemented up, put the tile on, like she's in there, like it's
done deal,
curtains,
yeah.
like. And then just seeing all my family around and seeing where we all are at and just seeing how they look at me now, because they always seen me as like, oh, that's Bryce. Like, he Bryce a little weed smoker. Bryce, like, he fuck around, he goofy, da 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 da. And then to see me and, like, see how they see me in the light of, like, damn, you a father now. Like, it's wild, bro. Yeah, like, it's really wild. And then they're like, those 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, really putting a pause on work to just be with family.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get those moments very often.
Yeah, not often.
We, especially, like, as adults, like I said earlier, like, people go off, do their own thing. They're living. They're doing what's best for them, which is great. And then you don't realize how long y'all been apart, how much you had to catch up on.
How fast that shit moves.
And you get back together and you're like, damn. Like, you soaking this shit in, like, fuck, like, I forgot how much I enjoy y'all. Yep. I forgot how much, like, we've done together. I
forgot how you make me feel just sitting next to you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like,
I said this on this pod before, bro. Family cures everything, bro.
Everything.
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 It's crazy.
For real. So, definitely gotta find that balance for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to be focused on the future, but I also need to enjoy the moments that I have.
Yeah.
And I think when the baby gets here, I kind of said it to you when I walked in, and in a sense, like, I want to be able to enjoy my baby. I want to be able to enjoy my son. I'm working hard as fuck now, and my girl might not see me as much. You know what I'm saying? I might be out and about. It might not be easy to catch, but when that time comes, like, I'm trying to get set up for when I can, so I can actually spend a day with my child. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want, because I grew up in a household where my parents were always working and working far away and shit. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I'm at school. I see them for an hour, maybe in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They go off to work. I'm at school. Then I go to aftercare.
Yep.
After school till like 7, 6. Yep,
6, 7. Practice after that.
Practice after that. Like, so I'm not home till 8. I'm in bed by 9:30. Like, I ain't really seen my parents. We ain't spend no real quality time. On the weekends, maybe. But that's if I don't have
games
and other tournaments.
Yeah, other events and shit to go to.
We were such athletes. I remember at one point, basketball season, I think it was like middle school, I was playing Odyssey, mm-hmm, middle school for my school,
mm-hmm,
Friday nights. Saturday during the day, I'm playing YMCA. Then the rest of the weekend, I'm playing in a tournament where we win. Like, I'm on the court the whole time. Yep. Like, or then baseball season, you know that. Like, we playing 7 games in a weekend. Bro. Like, just back to back to back.
We'll go from, it was one crazy ass day. It was too chaotic, bro.
Yeah.
Freaking had Loma Alta. They had that flag league up there.
Yeah.
At that practice. Uh-huh. We win practice. So I had to cut that short, go to we win practice.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to a baseball game after that. 8 in the car on the way to the game. I think my mom made us like some sandwiches. Chili cheese dogs, bro.
Mm.
Chili cheese dogs. Wrapped them bitches in foil in the plate, bro. We used to be smacking in the back of the car, bro.
They be tearing that shit up.
Shit. Just this. And then barely any dinner after that. Where this is dinner.
Yeah.
Needs to be able to go.
Real life, bro. Like, and like, of course, I want that for my child. Like, I want them to enjoy sports and all that, but I also want them to enjoy being a kid and enjoy being with their parents, the mm-hmm family, being able to do something different every so often. Like, but yeah, like, that's definitely where my head is at with this shit. Like, mm-hmm, I want to work now so that I can spend time and so I'm present.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah.
But next question is
go ahead, bro.
Oh, I thought that should say R. Is there one that you think you don't give enough attention to? Past.
Yeah, the past. I do give the past its credit for, like, constructing the person who I am now. But, like, I don't, like,
spend too much time fucking around with it. Yeah.
Might dip a toe, bro, but I'm not finna dive in that bitch. Mm-mm. You know? Not crazy.
Like, I can't spend more.
Think about how fast
on days. On days that I probably do, like, think of something from the past, it ain't more than 30 minutes in a day altogether. Yeah. Like,
and that's a lot of time.
Yeah, and it's probably broken up. It's like, oh, I thought about it for 2 minutes here. Yeah. I thought about it 5 minutes. Yeah. I thought about something else 5 minutes here. Then I thought about something else. Like, so I wouldn't even say 30 minutes. I'd probably give it like 15 at the most. Yeah. Like, so yeah, definitely the past.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But yeah.
My aha moment.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So I was reading
when this, I first started entering this testing.
I was like, oh, shit.
And sat back. You reached for his book and shit. So I was like, hey, don't forget that. We need that.
That was literally the last sentence I left off on, too. Like, last one I read, put my bookmark in there.
Tev been reading for the both of us.
Yeah. So this is, I guess, in the sense of in the past, present, future, it relates to in the sense of, like, loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the sentence reads, that's why we say in the Toltec tradition that if you're waiting to be loved and accepted in the future, then you are not loving and accepting yourself in the present. So.
Ooh, that's heat.
Yeah.
That's a bar. That's real. I done definitely been there.
Yep. Same.
I done definitely been there, bro. Yep. Speak on it.
Well, I'll just give the example that Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. used. He, in a simple manner of, like, losing weight, right? Mm-hmm. Where you look at yourself in the mirror, you see somebody else's, like, opinions onto, like, how you view yourself now. So then you start telling yourself, oh, I need to do this for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't feel good enough in the sense of, like, loving yourself enough. Until you have this body that you have made up into your head.
Right.
Which is conditional love for yourself, mm-hmm. not unconditional love for yourself.
Right.
So I think that's really all you're trying to, like, get into, like, you're trying to break down.
Yeah, like, in a, at a point, like, before getting with my girl and, like, probably even, like, not even gonna cap, like, the first few months, like, really trying to date her and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming off, like, because this is when I first moved to Cali, so it had been, like, a year and a half, maybe 2 years, in my house by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never been alone at this point. Yeah. Like, I'm either on a sports team and I'm with a Nick group of motherfuckers, or with that sports team came hella attention. There's parties and there's women and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And then it was like, damn, now I'm seeing him by myself, like, for the first time ever.
Me and Duke.
Me and my dog, just like, fuck, like, and just I'm trying to just find love. I need somebody here. And then it took, like, a lot of self-discovery. Shit through this podcast,
mm-hmm.
through therapy, mm-hmm. through giving up. Like, just being like, fuck it. I'm just not gonna find love. And that's cool. Like, and right when I gave up on this shit, she popped up and I was like, okay, I think I could do this shit. Like, I think I could.
This seemed kinda cool.
Yeah, this shit seemed kinda cool. Like, it's kinda smooth. So yeah, bro. I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even, like, I had to sit down and really enjoy my own company. Putting down weed for a minute definitely helped with that. Because it was just, like, just trying to feel numb, nigga. Mm-hmm. To the point where it was, like, you're not even getting high, you just trying to forget and go to sleep. Like, so, niggas got skinny, like, and we'll talk a little bit about depression and mental health on the next one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, definitely had to love myself and enjoy my own company and, you know, have a trip or two. on some...
on some fly shit.
Yeah, on some fly shit. And then I was... I wouldn't even say back. I was finally meeting myself for the first time.
Yep.
And that's like the most refreshing shit ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So, not without a doubt. Without a doubt. But our next segment, we want to speak on OGs. First of all, what's an OG to us?
I got some big cousins that's like some OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the neighborhoods OGs and to like the family OGs. But like, that's to me, an OG would be just like a all encompassing resource, little like nucleus.
Yeah. I like that.
Right. They got a bunch of plugins for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what field they in, they just could be an OG in that field. That's it. Just like the nucleus for.
Right.
For like, I guess a group of people.
I feel that.
Yeah.
It's like in your definition, like, in the words of Will Smith, a river of knowledge. Like,
oh, he said that in his acceptance speech or something. Yeah, literally.
OG to me, in like a more specific sense than your definition, would be like somebody who has your best interest at heart, like wants to see you succeed,
mm-hmm.
wants to guide you, and not even guide you because they'll let you make your mistakes, but be there to let you know, like, mm-hmm. that you made a mistake, mm-hmm. you feel me? And then try to also like guide you and move you away from making the next mistake. And even just dropping knowledge and nuggets of game, mm-hmm. to just let you know like how to handle certain things and how to not handle certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But like, who are our OGs and why are they our OGs? Pops for sure.
Yeah, that's easy. It's an easy call.
Yeah, my pops been through a lot. But that's low key like, that says something about like where we, like how society is. Like, from my definition, like somebody that has your best interest at heart, like not everybody does.
Yeah.
Like, but the family will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with my mom's. Cause she a little thug.
Yeah. Don't let the pretty face fool you.
She a little corporate thug. Nah, my mom, she's like basically that same thing, bro. Like she's logical. She taught me how to be logical,
mm-hmm.
and really break things down, mm-hmm. in the sense of like, okay, was this efficient? Was it productive? Was it, you know, like for all the work you did up to this, like doing this, yeah. did it pay off?
Exactly.
And if it didn't pay off, then you wasted your time.
Yeah.
Like, so definitely that, and really just like speaking your truth and being honest, no matter how anybody's gonna take it.
Yep.
That's
a trait of an OG.
Mm-hmm. Straight out. Back on you. And we can stop it here because I feel like we gonna just
keep going on this shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Another OG. I'm trying to think outside the box too.
Yeah. Your brother, Trey.
Yeah. That was like a initial thought. Yeah, my older brother and sister, they're my OGs right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, fuck it. And my, y'all know why.
Trey definitely the one, yep. like, off top.
Yep.
If you wasn't going to say that, I would, shit. y'all heard Trey on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all are familiar with him and the way he thinks and just, like, how he's going. Lay shit out, so
talk about game.
Yeah,
it's like the other side of the token of the game that he didn't spill on me. And I like, we were, I guess, it's crazy how like shit works out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So timing of everything, it took me and Trav just to get a little older, for us, for the brothers to get like closer in our relationship, which is perfect timing because what he's spilling is definitely things should be taken very, very serious. Now. Exactly. Because things make sense now, a little older. And if they don't, I'm old enough to ask questions on how, why, when, what, where, you know. And he was here forever. Break shit down. So, yeah, my older brother, older sister, my OGs.
Yeah. And then really the last question for this is, like, what's the misconception of an OG? Like, to others maybe, or even to our younger selves, or to our older selves even. And I have some examples for sure.
Like, I kind of said it, or, you know, like, that they know it all, or, like, they get it all.
Like, you take it with a grain of salt, or a couple grains of salt. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say you shouldn't take it and run with it, but some things, like, they're not you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they didn't grow up maybe the same way you did, or with the same mind frame, or in the same society. That's the biggest thing right now, is like, we're in a society that is never, no generation has been.
Yeah, it hasn't been in this form before.
Yeah, never.
Ever.
It's new to everybody.
Yes.
So, definitely right now. Damn. And like, I think big misconception of that shit is like, a lot of people will call a nigga your OG, but that motherfucker don't have your best interest at heart. Yeah. He just an older nigga.
Yeah. Sure do.
And he may be saying things to you or giving you certain, I won't call it knowledge always, but like, he might be giving you certain things and saying certain things. But like, you gotta sit there and ask yourself, like, is he doing, like, am I benefiting from this shit, or is he benefiting from it? And if he's benefiting from it,
so bad.
Even if we both are benefiting from it, that's not what an OG does. He's not doing it to get one out of it. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, another misconception is that, like, your OG has to look like you.
Mm.
It has to come from your background.
Mm-hmm.
And that your OG has to be some type of, like, spitting image of where you are, who you are.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, one of my OGs definitely was my receivers coach in college.
Mm-hmm.
Big white boy. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know he was white. The whole time I thought he was a little black dude.
The motherfucker's name is Darren. That's why.
Oh, shit.
Darren Higgins, man.
You got Higgins, too?
Yeah. Shh. And lived in Stockton and coached in Stockton for a long time, bro. So, like,
yeah.
He had been around some niggas, of course.
Niggas, yeah.
But at the same time, like, he held me to a standard I've never, ever been held to.
Yeah.
And, like, we butted heads at first because it was like, nigga, you don't know me. Like, he's like, you don't know me either, motherfucker. Like, and we I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. Bet. Like, but then, like, that, I think, fostered a lot more in our relationship later down the road, by that next year, because it was like, okay, he understand me, I understand him. Like, he was testing me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what an OG really does. He gonna test your ass.
Out there.
He said, okay, bet. Like, you think you know it all?
You think you got this?
Let's see if you got this shit.
Yep.
And then he saw me, like he was trying to get me to quit, I feel like. He like, man, you're not built for this. Like you say you are. You're not really about this action.
Yeah.
But then I'm really there every day. Like, nigga, what's up? Like, you still ain't broke me, bitch. Like, I'm still in here. Like, what's happening? And then he was like, okay, yeah. Like, I know you're not trying to miss nothing. I know you're not trying to bullshit. I know you're not. So then now I could really give you this game and this knowledge. And I know you're going to suck.
Because like, you're ready for it now.
Suck it up, right?
Yeah, like, ready for it at this point.
You're actually ready for it. And that's like, shit, he held me to a standard that no coach has ever held me to, besides maybe my dad. Yeah. And my dad is like, okay, nigga, you gonna say I'm great because you my father. Yeah. Like, you gonna say I could be this, that, because hey, that's you what you're supposed
gonna,
to do type
you
shit.
You gonna work the dog shit out of me because I'm your son.
Exactly. But he really, like, Coach Higgins definitely was like that dude that was just like, wow. I'm like, wow. Like, you ain't here to kiss my ass.
You're just here to coach.
Right. And you here to, like, really get me better. And if I'm not trying to get better, then bet. You on to the next one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm trying to gain all the game that I could get, so I'm here. Like,
I'm not gonna fuck with you. I need to hear what the fuck you saying.
Exactly, exactly. So definitely, I mean, they don't have to look like you.
Yeah.
They don't have to be from where you from, yeah. But that's like low key a good thing about it, an upside. Like, mm-hmm. They've been where you haven't been.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can give you a whole other perspective inside of shit.
Motherfucker come from Scotland, he can tell you what Scotland look like.
Right.
You can't tell him what that shit look right. like.
That's real. That's real. So, yeah, definitely. So, like, all the young niggas and young women and whoever out there that just is in search for an OG, like, be aware of that. Like, mm-hmm. if they trying to benefit or they do benefit off being your OG, then reevaluate that relationship. They don't always have to look like you. Mm-hmm. In all reality, another misconception is they don't even have to be older than you.
Facts. I was thinking about that. It could be a peer or even somebody younger that's doing some shit and some shit that you want to do type shit.
Yeah,
you
know? Like, I would even say, like, low-key, my girl is an OG. Like, real to life. Me, like, we've, and like, we, I feel like we OGs to each other as well, mm-hmm. because it's like, we gonna press each other if we doing some, like, if we fucking around and doing, like, we like, nah, nigga, like, you're bugging, like, you're not on the right road or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, she's experienced shit that I haven't experienced and probably won't experience, but she gives me the knowledge on that.
Yeah.
Same thing on the other flip side of the coin, like, so, yeah, without a doubt. Music notes?
Music notes. Think you ran my fucking brain. It's crazy.
Let's get these music notes in then. All right, so first time ever, I'm going first on music notes.
Yep.
This is off Buddy's new album, out of LA.
Super Ghetto, I think it's called.
Yeah, Super Ghetto. This shit dropped on the 24th. I'm pretty sure.
25th.
Mm-hmm. My fault.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Exactly. At the end of the 24th and the beginning of the 25th, yeah. Right? But this one is called Coolest Things featuring Ari Lennox. Yeah, so sometimes the coolest things ain't that cool at all. You know, transitioning from like a young nigga and you get older and you start seeing what life is really about or what you really want out of life, you start to see the things that you thought was mad cool, mad mm-hmm. like. You know what I'm saying? The shit that really attracted you wasn't really always the shit that attract good things. You feel me? So, just the chorus is really on some real shit.
Yeah.
Your buddy go into his verses and that shit's fire as mm-hmm. well. But yeah, that's my music note.
Bet. I just changed mine last minute.
Yeah, he changed it 3 times, y'all.
But this is off of probably one of my favorite albums like ever to drop, bro. To Pimp a Butterfly. None other than Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, sir.
Came out 2015. And this song is called Mama. I'm gonna let him just spill real quick.
This feeling is unmatched. This feeling is brought to you by adrenaline and good rap. Black pedal tip, bar cap. We don't share the same synonym, far back. Been in it before internet had new acts. Mimicking radio's nemesis made me whack. My innocence limited, the experience lacked. 10 of us with no tentative tactic that cracked. The mind of a literate writer, but I did it in fact. You admitted it once I submitted it, wrapped in plastic. Remember scribbling, scratching, diligent sentences backwards, visiting freestyle ciphers for your reaction. Now I can live in this stadium, pack it the fastest. Gambling Benjamin benefits, sending in traffic, spinning women in cartwheels.
I'm gonna pause this right here real quick, just because it's so easy to like get caught into the song,
right,
and let it play out. Reason I chose this one is because Kendrick does this very like genius thing. Well, him and his producers, I think, I don't know if Knife produced this, but the producer credits are not coming up for it, but it's all right. Where he bridges into another beat in that song, right?
Yeah.
And it's probably one of my most favorite beats ever, bro. Like bridge into the next scene.
This is tough.
You know those songs that you wish were like longer?
Yep,
it's one like of them. Mad short. Yeah, cause it. Let me see. So here is the bridge into the next part of the song I was talking about.
Peace to be an advocate. Tell your homies, especially to come back home.
Yeah, bro. As this is playing, I heard the horns again, and it reminded me that Terrace Martin worked on this album with him.
Yeah.
You could hear the jazz influences on the whole shit. Terrace.
I'm glad you just said that, bro. You'll appreciate this a lot. So I'm pretty sure my cousin Logan was in charge of the music, okay? On Saturday at my auntie's funeral, his grandma. And if y'all don't know Logan was on like third or fourth season of the podcast. He's a producer. And he actually made the Durag Discussions theme song. But there was two Terrace Martin songs that were played in the service. One was Don't Trip. And the other one I'm blanking on it. And I knew I was going to forget it literally as I was there. But I wanted to tell Tev about
that.
Hell
yeah.
Thank you, Logan. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
That shit was fire.
Yeah.
I loved that. Like, I ain't been to a lot of funerals in the first place. But still, like, the fact that it wasn't like, you know, an ensemble by fucking
such and
the
such
church choir. Yeah. and like that it was something like it was actually real dope. And when Don't Trip came on, like I ain't even gonna lie, I shed a few tears, like damn, like whoo. The shit on that was heavy. So yeah, I wanted to tell you about that for sure.
Hell yeah,
I
thank
you.
You
appreciate
hell
that.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna talk about for next week, bro.
But no, why that song?
Oh, well, good amount of this song is just talking about like not losing sight of like where you come from. As he tells a story of like these battles he was going through. But like he realizes it comes back to itself when he get back to mom's house. Mm-hmm. Just the way he starts the song, this feeling is unmatched. You know, this feeling is brought to you by adrenaline and country raps. But it's like just that exuding feeling that you get just being around, like we said earlier in this pod, your folks, man. Yeah, fire ass song, title Mama. Couldn't mean much more than that. You know?
No. No. Yeah. Hey, that's Music Notes. And we
do
not
own
the
rights
to
these
songs
at all.
Not a bit.
Yeah, so don't even think about it.
Yeah, don't come for us.
Go check yourself.
We said it.
What it,
don't check me.
Check the air quality, bitch.
Hey. But shit, man, we on to the ungame. I asked the first question. All right, so, first question. What is the most beautiful place you visited?
Ooh.
Maui.
Mm.
Maui and Hawaii. It was just like, I love the beach and I love good weather. I love a tropical setting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, it was like not, yeah, it was like small town feel. Wasn't a whole bunch of tourists. The water was bath water, like warm.
Mm.
They had like sandbars that would go out. So like you could walk on sand and you're still like in the water.
Yeah.
And you could walk out like as far as it gets deep.
Hmm?
Yeah. Like it's like basically like a runway of sand that goes out into the water.
Oh shit. I see what you're saying.
So like waves are coming on each side of it. So like you're not you out there.
But you like not, on the dry sand.
Yeah, you still on the sand.
Huh.
And that was fire. The black sand beaches were fire.
Hmm.
We like each day, like 2 days out of like the 4 or 5 we were there, we took scooters, like mopeds.
Mm-hmm.
Just rode around and we'll stop at different beaches and shit. Definitely the most beautiful place I've visited, without a doubt, hands down. Gotta go back.
I say, well, we're very fortunate to live in a very beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
I love San Francisco, bro. The water over there, I didn't get in that shit because that shit looked dirty.
Brick.
And it's cold. But the freaking, like, the structure of the buildings, how the houses are built, bro. The fucking bridge up there, the right hills. By the port, the hills, it's nice as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's probably the most beautiful place I've been. Yeah. Visited San Francisco for sure.
No,
or DC.
DC was beautiful.
They got ports by the water, is nice. Downtown DC.
I don't think I made it out that to the water.
Projects? No.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Downtown DC felt like
Disneyland, huh?
Man, I'm looking like, wow, bro. Like, this is really, like, I'm really on the East Coast right now. Yeah. Like, it was like the epitome of, like, a fucking like Law and Order SVU New York, like,
oh shit,
I'm like out there like we taking the subway.
Oh yeah, I didn't,
we walking everywhere. Mm-mm. Like
I feel like I was at home,
and not that I didn't like it or think it was like, I think my, I don't know, it just might not be my pace, you
yeah.
feel me, of life. Like I want to just like be able to cruise. I like being in a car, like yeah. I like going on like
traveling
a little
in
bit
a car.
Of a little, yeah, like everything like is really in all reality like 5-10 minutes away if mm-hmm. you walk, but it's like I'd rather have that 5 to 10 minutes in the whip, like
less than
with the sun and stereo.
Yeah,
and that's just the West Coast,
it's just an LA thing.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's it.
San
Diego's nice as fuck too.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful down there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stick with SF.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. I actually really like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Next question, you got it.
Tell me about your 2 favorite movies of all time and why you like them so much.
Ooh. You can go first. You got them? You got yours?
I got one in the chamber Friday. That's one of my fate, like, all time, bro. Yeah. I could watch that shit over and over and over and over and over again. Like, I ain't never seen it before. Well, maybe, like, Friday after next, because that shit funny as fuck. Yeah. They just get on, like, a whole another
level. They really had the lineup for Friday after next. Like, everybody they had in that bitch was a real comedian. Bro, like, for really real. Funny as for fuck. Real. Like, the first Friday, I feel like, was built on weed.
Mm-hmm. And, like, what happens in a day? On weed. Exactly. Friday the next, they went to the parties. Nigga. Damn, Terry Crews in that bitch, bro. Yeah. Damon Cat got Williams. Out of jail. Yeah, bro.
Mike Epps. Mike Epps. Like, that one was fire. Yep. Fire.
Yep.
And then just how they brought back people from the older one. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that one for sure.
Other one. Bro, low key. I can't even say it's like a favorite, but I really do enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I can't even say it's not a favorite. That's not the question.
No.
It's not the question. I'll let you choose your
first one. All right, I'll go for my first one.
Yeah.
My first one, I'm pretty sure it's hands down. It's hands down. Paid in Full. That's like...
Oh.
That's my shit right there. Like, anybody know me, bro? I love a fucking movie with fucking hustlers, drugs, money, and guns. Yep. Like, that's my shit. Like, if they have a movie with that, I'm going to see it. Yep. Like, and Paid in Full is all of that. Like, Paid in Full is not like, if you haven't seen it, it's not a movie where you expect a whole bunch of action scene after scene. It's all about politicking and setting up plays. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And like whenever I felt like, and I mean, still to this day, really, my girl don't really like movies like that. But like if I'm on my own, if I feel like I'm like, not stuck, but like in a place where I'm like too comfortable, I'm like, nigga, I need to watch Paid in Full. Get back on this hustler mentality. Uh-huh. Like, and that shit always firing me up, nigga. Firing me up.
In my mind, right?
Paid in Full.
I got my second one.
Money Making Mitch.
My second one is Higher Learning. You ever watch Higher Learning?
A while ago.
Watch it again as an adult.
Yeah, I need to.
Shit's crazy, bro.
I need to.
Cube did a great job in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Michael Rapaport was in that bitch.
Yeah.
He did pretty good in that shit. But just like the politics of when a black man's trying to like elevate himself, what he got to go through.
Yeah.
Whether it's him against opposing, not even opposing, just different races, his own race, himself.
All them
obstacles. School. Yeah, bro. Just whatever you're trying to put your mind to. It's going to be like problems, like would that come with that within that shit, bro? That shit was good as fuck. That's my second one.
Okay. So I'm gonna touch on both of my favorite types of movies. So
okay.
It's that hustler and that the drug movie and shit like that. And then the other flip side of it is I love a fucking comedy, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to go with, that's the hardest because I watch comedy movies. I do a whole comedy movie fucking finale and what's the shit called?
Binge?
Yeah, binge. Fuck. I'll probably go with, actually, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go with Baby Boy.
That's a funny ass movie.
Yeah.
Melvin.
Yeah, and I think that one's just like, nigga, the epitome of Los Angeles. Like,
hell yeah. That nigga Snoop did good in that shit.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, definitely Baby Boy. It's just like, it just shows from the first scene of like the baby in the womb all the way to the end where he finally figures his shit out. Mm-hmm. The niggas around him, him trying to deal with his woman, like all of that. And it's not nothing I like glorify, of course, but it's like that's
it's part of life.
Reality. Yeah. Like
your mom and pops ain't together no more.
Man.
You have to deal with your mom's new boyfriends.
Yeah. So like that's some like that that movie is definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Up there for sure. For sure, for sure. Next question. Do you believe that dreams are telling you something?
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I try to decode my dreams.
Bro. We trying to remember what happened in that shit, but like sometimes that shit do not be coming back.
Right.
But yeah. Yes, to answer that question. Yes.
Absolutely. That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. And last question for Ungame.
Have you ever gotten really lost? If so, tell me about it. How did you feel? Like physically lost or mentally lost, bro?
Since we're a mental health podcast, let's go mentally.
Mentally? Hell yeah. I feel like everybody has at least at one point. I mean, lived this long. 22 years is enough time to lose your mind, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back. Yeah, when I was in school, bro. When I was in college, PCC, bro. I was literally in the same, like, routine, bro. Over and over and over and over and over again, bro. Where I really wasn't even taking care of my own personal shit. Which led to me talking to moms about my shit. She pushed me into meditation. That shit helped for the rest of the semester. I did not feel good at all. Like, it was like a... So, the quote on the wall right here now, it says, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it anyway. Mike Tyson. I had no discipline when it came to this shit, bro, because I hated it. It was, like, really dreadful for me to have to go to campus.
You realize, like, this is not how I'm supposed to be living.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to hate every day.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, this is something that's in my day-to-day routine. I should not feel like this every day going to this place. No matter how prepared I am for this class or not. Mm-hmm. You know, just not. Yeah, no. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time I was lost was in college, for sure. Being away from home and, like, being away from the structure that you were built on.
Mm-hmm.
And away from family and support system was definitely, like, I lost myself, for real. Like, and it affected me in every aspect of life. Like, I couldn't hold on to a consistent relationship because I was just, like, always trying to be on to the next thing and mm-hmm. getting bored and this, that, and the other. I couldn't produce and be who I wanted to be as an athlete because I was so focused on everything off the field and at the same time, like, taking everything so personal and, you know, kind of like letting my body be over my mind, as we spoke on earlier, mm-hmm. like, just being like, man, I'm fucking tired. Fuck today. Like, and then also, like, forgetting what I'm really there for. I'm really there for education.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to class. I'm doing what I have to do just to, you know, I'm sending this assignment online or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It's really like a 2-minute walk, bro. Like, you just have to get across this parking lot.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, and you just have to sit there. You don't even have to really be engaged.
Like, participate, nothing else.
You just got to be there. Like, yeah. That's all. Just be present.
Yeah.
You know, just really feeling like I just didn't know. Like, I didn't give a fuck about myself. I didn't give a fuck about nobody around me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking with my family often at all. Like,
yeah.
My parents and family wouldn't hear from me for months.
Like, yeah, just be up there living.
Just be up there living. Or not living.
Yeah.
Like, that's the time I was definitely real lost. And it just felt like, fuck it. Like, every day felt like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And that's not the way to live at all.
Not at all.
At all. So, yeah. Shit. Wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Hell of an episode.
Yep.
Shit, man. Mental state for the past 24.
Well, I bowled like shit yesterday. I'm not gonna let that fuck with my shit though.
Can't let it be like that.
Nah.
Man, I would say I'm at past 24. What did I do yesterday? What was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yeah, you already went back up the hill, I think, right?
Yeah, I had practice, coached up there. So I'm at a solid 8.
I give myself a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught up on rest a little bit. Decompressed, you know. And then just getting back into work and all that after this. It was like basically a long 3-day weekend for me.
Yeah.
Because I had to shut down work for everything going on. But yeah. And then knowing I'm going to play some ball tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm excited about that.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I'm at a solid 8.
Hell yeah.
Solid 8.
You're going to go get some hoop on him.
Man. I know I'm going to be fucking sore as shit. Bro, I need to start drinking water now. Hell yeah. I'm going to cramp up in some more shit if I don't start drinking water.
Yeah. I'm going to be sore as fuck, dog.
I'm going to have to give me a banana in the morning just in case. I can't let my legs shut down.
Damn.
What you at? What you at, number wise?
Oh, I already said 9.
Oh, bet.
Yep.
I don't even hear that shit. Shit, last thing. Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out, or anything positive to put out into the world. I think I have some. I got 2. All right, bet. So I'll go with my first one, you go with yours, and then I'll come back to the last one. I was thinking about this. Oh, I was like taking my dog out and I saw a jet. And you know how the jet has the, I think it's called a chemtrail.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the, you know, the little cloud or whatever, the line behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and this is like fresh off of my auntie passing away as well. And just thinking about all that she left behind, like, the love, you know what I'm saying? Just how to carry yourself, how to embrace everybody, how to be positive, how to fight. Like, she fought cancer for 20 years.
Oh, shit.
20 years.
Damn.
Like, I was even telling my girl, like, you know people that have been told, like, oh, you might be on your way out.
Mm-hmm.
But then they buy, like, maybe 6, 5, 7 years.
Yeah.
We talking about 20 years.
Yeah, damn.
Fought for 20.
It's a long ass time.
So, my tip was to move like a jet, leave something behind.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta leave something behind that, contributes, that the next person could pick up, that the next, you know, that your network, that your people, that your family members can, take and run with and see, So, yeah, that's my first tip.
I got so caught up in you telling this damn jet story.
Forgot. I forgot.
I got a lifestyle tip. Drink more water.
I'm grabbing mine right now.
Yeah, drink more water.
And my last one, shout out Will Smith for being a human.
Going through slapping shit out that man like crazy.
Yeah, man, like.
Now, yeah, that joke was hella fucked up, though.
Right.
Talk about G.I. Jane.
Exactly.
Can't do that.
And the fact that she came out and told people how uncomfortable it has been making it and fucks with her mental.
You gonna fuck with her more. All right.
And he talking about, oh, I didn't even see that. Like, nigga, okay, bro.
Then why ain't she making no joke, nigga?
Exactly. Come on, so. Man. Like, nigga, and they talking about, oh, well, Will was laughing, and then he got, like, that's fine. Will might have thought that shit was funny. Bro, or maybe Will was just trying to...
It's a fake-ass laugh.
Exactly, and Will know how to fake laugh. Like, he's an actor.
Yeah.
And even if he was fun, even if he thought it was funny, he looked at his wife, saw she was bothered by it, bet, I'm about to fix that.
Let me go correct this.
Yeah, so he corrected it. Yeah. The fuck, like, you thought because we got suits on, nigga, you couldn't be touched?
Nope.
Nobody give a fuck about that. So,
all these people, hey, nope.
He was a human.
Yeah.
Right? You can't criticize somebody for being a human.
Nope.
Now, he would have been a bitch if she started breaking down crying and he sat there and didn't do shit.
Yep.
I respect him getting up and slapping the shit out of him and taking the consequences than letting his wife be hurt and he sit there and just shrug it off because, oh, this is where we are and this Chris Rock and I'm supposed to hold myself a certain way here. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
Twitter is funny as fuck. They say you gonna slap the man for telling a joke about your wife but not the nigga that's fucking her.
Hey, shit. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yep.
Chris Rock just happened to be that straw. Yep. Hey, but no, like on a serious tip, like... I'm one of the people that, like, I hold Will Smith on a pedestal, so... And we know that Will Smith takes a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
For not doing nothing wrong, ever. There's not one thing that Will Smith has done wrong, even in on the scandals.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done shit wrong. He hasn't overstepped nobody's boundaries. He hasn't disrespected nobody. Will Smith stays the same. But at some point, you gotta let him know, I'm not nobody punching bag. Yep. Like, and my family is definitely off limits.
Yep.
Now, if it was a joke about Will Smith, he go up and smack the nigga.
Well, that's different.
That's different. Like, that's like, all right, my nigga.
Get some thicker skin.
But that's his wife.
Yep.
That's his wife.
I respect it.
So I respect it. And thank you for being a human and showing motherfuckers that, hey.
Is there a time and place? For sure. But he had slapped him after the show? For sure.
But at that point, it's like.
Nah, you think you got away with a joke, nigga.
Right.
I'm gonna get your ass after the show.
Right, exactly.
That's more gangster. That's an OG move right there. I ain't gonna stop you in front of all these fucking people.
That's real. But I think he just was like.
And he was like.
He felt that anger. And he right in the front too, like. I feel him. I mean, you can't. Like, you sometimes you don't
think it all the way through. You don't rationalize.
Yeah, yes. You don't think it all the way through. So, I mean. I forgive him for that.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? The slap was even going to come now or later, so...
Did that
who knows? Eventually. He might not have been able to find a nigga later, like...
He would have found him. He would have found him.
But, nah, yeah, I think... I don't think there... I think there's... I might only want to say wrong. Like, I think it was... It was human. It was human.
Go up there slapping.
It was human. Right? So yeah. Shout out Will. And I hope you don't. I hope the consequences ain't too crazy on some bullshit.
I ain't gonna do no crazy shit.
But he didn't go on this long without an Oscar, so he if you take
and it. And he got an Oscar same night. After he slapped him.
And I feel like since he slapped him in that moment, he was able to enjoy the rest of the night. And a lot of niggas was like, oh, he just happy. Like, yeah, nigga, he got that shit.
I just won an Oscar, nigga.
Yeah, like,
I just slapped this bitch ass nigga.
He even did what he had to do, and then now he's off. Like, what the fuck? You want to be walking around angry the whole rest
stop
of the
it.
Night?
Nah, bro. That's what like, y'all want to see.
Yeah, like, it was a great night for him. Yep. So why wouldn't he celebrate that
he
shit?
He went and partied after and shit.
And motherfuckers was still there partying with him.
Yep.
So... There you go.
Fucking Amy Schumer.
I seen that shit.
Whoa, weird ass.
Bro, you just got to the Oscars like
this year.
Ain't nobody seen you here. Nothing. Like, just quiet down. Quiet down.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
You don't have no right to be speaking on Will Smith. Mm-mm. You've been in this shit for a minute.
Yep.
Been doing it the right way.
Yep. Sorry, Amy.
It's the first time we've seen Will Smith fuck up.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Like,
yes, yeah.
Like, for real. So, yeah. Hey, it's Durag Discussions. I'm Bryce.
I'm Tev.
Thank y'all for listening.
Yep.
Share.
Please.
Subscribe. Give us 5 stars wherever you listen. Share, bro. If y'all like a clip or if y'all like something about it, screen record it, put it up on your post story. That shit. Give us a shout out. And if y'all want to open the gate, like if y'all want to drop a DM with a question, y'all want us to talk about something,
add that shit in.
You have like, I mean, I won't say something you need advice on because we figuring this shit out too, but
we'll speak on the topic.
If there's a scenario you want to put out there that you going through and how you want to know how maybe we would approach it. Do that. We got open door policy here. Appreciate y'all. And we gonna see y'all next week.
See y'all niggas next week.
Gone.
Have a good week, niggas.
Have a good week, niggas.